الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. مدني انفنت، excellence of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The most renowned and revered Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, those who love one another for the sake of Allah azza wa jalla, when they meet each other and shake hands and recite Salat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, before they separate, their past and future sins are forgiven. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد. Madani infant spoke out, the beloved and blessed Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم was present in a house in the blessed city Makkah. A man brought an infant wrapped in a sheet who was born on the very day. The beloved Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم asked the infant, who am I? He spoke, you are the Rasul of Allah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, you spoke the truth. May Allah azza wa jalla bless you. Dear Madani children, Allah azza wa jalla has granted such a great eminence and excellence to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that even an infant testified that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah azza wa jalla. Let's listen to more blessed prophetic miracles of the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hand of Madani child got burned. The blessed companion Sayyidina Muhammad bin Hatib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, my mother told me, carrying you, I was coming from Habasha, Ethiopia. I cooked food at a place little far from Medina. I ran short of wood. In this course, when I went to collect wood, you pulled off the pot and it fell on your hand, causing burns. I brought you in the blessed court of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and requested, O beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, my parents be sacrificed on you. This is Muhammad bin Hatib, the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stroked your head blessedly and supplicated for you, then applied his blessed saliva to your burnt hand. When I stood from there, carrying you with me, your hand was absolutely healed. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. White and black hair, the middle area of head of Sayyiduna Sa'ib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was full of absolute black hair, but the hair of the rest of his head and beard was white. He, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was asked, how come some portion of your hair is white, whereas some is black? He, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, replied, I was playing with children in my childhood, when the noblest Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, passed by me. I said salam to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam answered to my salam and asked, who are you? When I told him my name, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stroked on my head and prayed for me to be blessed. That very part of the head which the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam touched with his blessed hand, the hair of that part did not turn white. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The blessed hand of beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, when the children would pass by the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would stroke one cheek of some or both cheeks of some others with great affection. When I pass by the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam stroked one of my cheeks. The cheek on which the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had stroked grew beautiful than the other. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Madani infant having small body. When Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman bin Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was born, his maternal grandfather, Sayyiduna Abu Lubaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, wrapped him in a piece of cloth and brought him in the blessed court of the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and humbly said, O beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, I have not seen an infant with such a small body as yet. The noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam granted tahniq, i.e. putting honey, sweet juice or chewed dates in the mouth of a newborn, and then stroked his head and prayed for him to be blessed. The blessing of the great prayer of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam bore fruit, that when Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman bin Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would stand amongst other people of the tribe, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would look the tallest amongst all of them. The mute child started speaking. The blessed Sahabiya Sayyidatuna Umme Jundub radiyallahu ta'ala anha said that a woman came to the court of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam along with her mute son and humbly said, O beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, my son has some problem and therefore is unable to speak. Having listened to this, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, bring me some water in a bowl. So it was brought, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam washed both his blessed hands and rinsed out his blessed mouth, then said, go and have your son drink this water and sprinkle some of it on him and pray to Allah azza wa jalla for his healing. When I met that woman again 1 year later and asked her about her son, she said, my son has now become completely healthy and very wise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dear Madni children, having listened to 6 blessed prophetic miracles, let's now listen to some more parables. My hand used to go around in the bowl. Sayyiduna Umar bin Abi Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that I was under the blessed care of the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in childhood. Whilst eating, my hand used to go around in the bowl, i.e. I used to eat from all sides. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said to me, O boy, recite Bismillah, eat with your right hand, and eat from what is in front of you. Since then, I act accordingly, i.e. as per the instructions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam whilst eating. Dear Madani children, always recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before eating. Eat with your right hand, and eat from what is in front of you. However, if there are different kinds of items in the platter, you can eat from other sides. When you drink water, drink it while sitting, see it in the light before drinking, and recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim
and drink it using your right hand with three breaths while sucking it. For learning countless sunan and manners, as well as for attaining the passion of acting upon them, do attend the sunnah-inspiring congregations of Dawat-e-Islami and keep watching Madani channel.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sensible Madani little girl, the youngest daughter of a very pious bondsman of Allah, Sayyiduna Fudail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, had pain in her palm. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh asked her, "Daughter, how is pain of your palm now?" She, I, the sensible Madani little girl, replied, "O beloved father, it is all right. If Allah Azza wa Jalla has inflicted a little pain on me, He Azza wa Jalla has also bestowed me far greater safety, i.e. well-being. It is in this way that I had pain only in my palm, but other parts of my body, i.e. my eyes, ears, nose, lips and feet, etc., were not undergoing any pain. I am thankful to Allah Azza wa Jalla for this favor." Listening to such a beautiful reply, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, "Daughter, show me your palm." When she showed her palm, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi kissed it with great affection. Dear Madani children, through this true parable, we have learnt a lesson that whenever we suffer any trouble, we should have patience instead of shouting in pain, and we should express gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla that He Azza wa Jalla kept us safe from any big trouble. For example, if somebody is suffering from headache, then he should express gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla that he did not get fever. We should not share our trouble with anyone without any need, so that we earn the reward of having patience. However, sharing it with any pious man for seeking his prayer for you, or sharing it with your parents or doctor in order to get it cured, has no harm. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us duly thankful and patient bondsmen. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Madani child got double share. The blessed companion, Sayyiduna Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Halwa, a sweet dish, was presented to the most revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in a pot. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam gave away some to each of us. When it was my turn, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, after giving me once, asked, 'Should I give you more?' I humbly replied in the affirmative. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam gave me more due to my young age. After that, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam distributed it amongst the remaining people." Dear Madani children, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam used to show great kindness and affection towards children. That's why he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam gave more to Sayyiduna Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, because he was a child. But you should remember that when something is being distributed, you should not ask anyone for double share. However, if the distributor himself gives you more, then there is no harm in taking. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The habit of zikr of Allah. When Sayyiduna Dawood bin Abu Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to go
to and return from the market,
he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would decide himself to make zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla till reaching such and such place. And when he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would get to that place, Then again he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, would bind himself to continue zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla till getting to such and such place. Thus, while making zikr in this way, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, would reach his home. Dear Madni children, reciting Allah, Allah, Holy Quran, Naat, and making supplication, etc., are all blessed zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Similarly, remembering in your heart the blessings and favors bestowed upon by Allah Azza wa Jalla, Qiyam, and standing upright in Salah, bending for Ruku, and performing Sajda are also included in zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Blind Madni child's eyesight restored. Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Ismail Bukhari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the writer of the famous and renowned book of Ahadith, Sahih Bukhari, went blind in his childhood. He was treated by doctors, but his eyesight could not be restored. His blessed mother, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, was mustajabud da'wat, i.e. a person whose prayers are granted by Allah Azza wa Jalla. One night, she saw Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam in her dream, who told her that Allah Azza wa Jalla had accepted her supplication and had restored her son's eyesight. When Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi woke up in the morning, his eyesight had been restored and he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi could see. Dear Madni children, have you seen how fruitful mother's supplications is? Always keep your parents happy. Obey them. When your mother or father comes, stand in respect, keep your gaze lowered in front of them, and kiss their hands and feet. He who does not obey his parents and displeases them gets punishment in this world as leg chopped off. A person, namely Zamakhshari, had a chopped leg. Upon asking, he related that it was the result of the curse of my mother. It happened in this way, that I caught a sparrow in my childhood and tied a thread around its leg. Suddenly, it slipped from my hand and flew into a crack of the wall, leaving a thread hanging out. I pulled the thread violently, resulting it out of the wall, writhing in pain, but the leg of this poor bird had been chopped off by the thread. My mother saw this and was extremely annoyed and spoke out these cursing words for me. The way you have chopped off the leg of this mute poor bird, may Allah Azza wa Jalla chop off your leg. This thing was forgotten. After a short period, I travelled to the city Bukhara for pursuing education, but I fell down while riding and my leg was badly damaged. After reaching Bukhara, I tried a lot to get it cured, but the chronic pain persisted and I had to chop it off. And thus the curse of my mother stood fulfilled. Dear Madni children, through this true parable, we have learnt that we should not even hurt any animal, let alone the human. Some children hit baby chicks, kittens and kids, baby goat. They lift and throw them on the floor. They must not show such ill treatment towards them. The bird was being hit with arrows. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma passed by some young men of the Quraysh who had tied a bird and had been shooting arrows, making it a target. When they saw Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma coming, they dispersed. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma asked, "Who has done this? May Allah Azza wa Jalla curse the one who did it."
Undoubtedly, the Prophet of Rahmah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, cursed upon the one who makes a living thing the target of archery. A little singing girl. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma passed by a little girl who was singing a song. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, if Satan had spared anybody, then he must have spared her. It means that if Satan would have spared somebody, then at least he would have spared this little girl. But Satan does not spare anybody. Therefore, the children should also remain cautious. Dear Madani children, listening to music and singing songs are satanic acts. You must not indulge in such satanic activities at all. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, listen to the recitation of the glorious Quran, Naat and Sunnah inspiring speeches. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, you will have a lot of reward. Donkey riding Madani child. In earlier times, there were no motorbikes and cars etc. So a man went to visit his ailing friend riding on a donkey, and he left his donkey at the door without having it tied. When he returned, he saw a child sitting on his donkey and looking after it. He asked annoyingly, how did you get on it without my permission? The child replied, I feared lest it would run away, so I got on it. He replied, to me, its running away was better than staying here. Listening to this, the child replied, if it is so, give me this donkey and assume that it has run away. I will be thankful to you. That person said that I stood speechless after listening to the reply of that child. Dear Madani children, make a habit of keeping your things, toys, shoes, etc. at their specific places instead of leaving them here and there. Otherwise, there is a risk of losing them. Till this page, all 15 parables were true, and now let's listen to two unreal stories with good moral lessons. Unique remedy for an angry child. There was a very ill-tempered child. He would quarrel and speak ill of others on small matters. His parents tried their level best to teach him to overcome his anger, but all their efforts were in vain. One day, his father hit upon a plan. He gave a large number of nails to his son and took him to the backside wall of his house and said, oh, my dear son, whenever you vent your anger upon somebody or quarrel, hammer a nail into this wall. On the very first day, he lost his temper and quarreled 37 times, so he drove 37 nails into the wall. Within a few days, he got exhausted and learnt that it was easier to hold his temper than to drive those nails into the wall. He told his problem to his father. His father said, when you lose your temper, and after you have controlled it, pull one nail out of the wall. The child did as per instruction, and in a short time, the child finally succeeded to pull out all the nails, which were 100 in numbers. The father took his son by holding his hand and led him to the wall and said, dear son, you have done well by controlling your anger, but look at this wall. It is not as nice as it was before. How ugly these holes are looking.
When you shout, scream, and speak ill of others in anger, you leave deep wounds and scars like piercing by a knife. Then even if you apologize, the wound does not get healed up quickly, because a verbal wound is much deeper than the physical one. After listening to this, the child sought repentance from disheartening others and asked for forgiveness too. To get rid of the habit of anger, read Cure for Anger,
publication of Maktabatul Madina.
Impact of Bad Company. A Madani child belonging to a righteous family started keeping the company of bad friends. When his father came to know this, he made him understand that the company of bad friends might change you into a bad boy. The child avoided this by saying, "O beloved father, you don't worry. I will not become like them." The father intended to make him understand practically, and one day he brought home a lot of plums. Some of them were eaten by the family members, whereas when the rest of them were being stored, the son said, "O father, there is a rotten plum amongst them. Take it out." The father replied, "Keep it now. We will see it tomorrow." The next day, when the father and son saw the plums, they found that the plums near to the rotten one also got rotten. Now the father made his son understand, "My son, do you observe how much impact a company has? The fresh plums kept in the company of a rotten one have also got rotten." The Madani child understood it, and he repented of keeping the company of bad friends. Dear Madani children, you should also keep yourselves away from the company of bad friends. Do not keep the company of those children who miss their salah, watch movies, and listen to songs, disrespect the elders, hurt others, and use abusive language, but rather have the company of those who are punctual in their salah, act upon the sunnah, and respect their elders, and have virtuous conversations, because the company of such righteous children will make you more righteous, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد. Madani pearls of milk. Milk in the light of the glorious Quran. It is stated in verse 66 of Surah An-Nahl, part 14. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن لكم في الأنعام العبرة نسقيكم مما في بطونه من بين فرث ودم لبنا خالصا سائغا للشاربين. Translation taken from Kanz al-Iman. And indeed, in cattle is a lesson for you. We provide you drink from what is in their bellies, pure milk from between the excretion and the blood, palatable for the drinkers. Two blessed sayings of beloved Prophet about milk. Number one, use cow's milk, i.e. drink it, because it grazes on all types of trees. It, i.e. the milk, has cure for every disease. Number two, when anybody drinks milk should say, i.e. recite, the following dua: Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidna minh.
Translation: O Allah Azza wa Jalla, grant us blessings in it and grant us more,
because there is nothing but milk which suffices for both water and food. This means milk is the only blessing which removes both hunger and thirst. Therefore, it is food and water as well. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam liked milk too much. Out of all drinkable items, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam liked to drink milk very much. It is stated in the blessed Sahih Bukhari, milk was sent to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam as a gift, which he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam made Ashabi Sufaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhum drink, and drank himself too. 4 Madani pearls about mother's milk. Number 1. Human milk is free from germs and it is a great blessing for infants. It protects from many such diseases which are likely to infect children in their early childhood. Number 2. The breastfed babies have fewer possibilities of allergy and diarrhea, and if they get diarrhea, it does not prove risky, whereas the risk of allergy and diarrhea amongst non-breastfed babies are 7 and 15 times respectively more as compared to breastfed babies. Number 3. Breastfed babies remain protected from the disease of decaying teeth, teeth turning black, chest infection, asthma, stomach problems. Moreover, breastfeeding generally protects from many other diseases such as the disease of the throat, nose and ear. Number 4. If the mother is unable to feed her infant due to any reason, then ask any pious woman to feed the infant instead of formula feeding. It will also benefit abundantly, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Duration of breastfeeding a child. A child should be breastfed with women's milk up to the age of 2 years according to the Hijri calendar. More than that is not permitted, whether it is a baby boy or a baby girl, as it is a common misconception amongst the general public that the baby girl can be breastfed up to 2 years and a baby boy up to 2.5 years. This is incorrect. The above mentioned ruling is for breastfeeding, but for a nikah, marriage to be declared as haram, forbidden, the duration is 2.5 years according to Hijri calendar. It means that although to breastfeed the child for more than 2 years is haram, if the mother breastfeeds the child within 2.5 years, then the nikah will be proved as haram because the relationship as foster child has been established with that woman. But if the child drinks the milk when he is over the age of 2.5 years, the nikah will not become haram, though breastfeeding is not permissible. 47 Madani pearls of milk. Number 1. Milk is also a greatest blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed it with cure against many diseases in addition to providing the nutrition. Number 2. According to a medical research, those who drink milk live long. Number 3. Milk is full of calcium. It helps prevent the disease of bones, colon cancer and hepatitis. Number 4. If wrinkles appear on the face, etc., at young age, drink lukewarm milk daily at night. Number 5. The remedy of pimples, acne, scars, spots, marks, i.e. teenage acne, is that Massage the face or affected area with bearable warm milk before sleeping, and wash your face with the same milk. Then after half an hour, wash your face with water. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will benefit you. Number 6. Applying the froth of fresh milk also removes the marks and spots, etc. from the face. Number 7. Applying the layer of cream from freshly boiled and cooled milk also removes marks and spots. Number 8. Mix a little grinded saffron with milk cream and apply to the lips. It will improve the color of lips, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 9. Mix water in milk and apply on the dry itching area, then wash it after a while. It will prove beneficial, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 10. Mix crystallized sugar or honey and the water in which raisins have been soaked for some hours to the fresh milk of cow or buffalo without heating it up. Drink it till 40 days. It will strengthen the memory and improve the eyesight. Furthermore, it is not only beneficial to the patients suffering from hysteria, tuberculosis, irregular heartbeat, and physical weakness, but also beneficial for weak children. Number 11. Mix 50 grams grinded Iranian almonds with 250 grams gulqand, conserve made of rose petals and sugar, and store it. Then use 2 spoons of it with milk daily in the morning. It will improve the memory, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 12.
Take with milk 5 currants, a kind of large raisin, 6 grams crystallized sugar, and 6 grams jaggery. It cleans your teeth, produces fresh blood, and increases weight speedily, as well as it relieves constipation. Furthermore, it is the best cure for those who feel dizziness due to weakness. Number 13. Soak in 1 mango at sleeping time and 1 in the morning on an empty stomach, followed by drinking milk, removes laziness, makes a person active, and is beneficial in overcoming neurological weakness. Number 14. Mix arrowroot in milk and cook it. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, drinking it will cure the disease of abnormal flow of urine and will provide energy. Number 15. If you suffer burning sensation whilst urinating, use lukewarm milk cooked with grinded crystallized sugar and aniseeds, and take it with a normal quantity of green cardamoms seeds. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will be cured. Number 16. Urinary burning sensation can also be cured by drinking water mixed with fresh milk. It will cure infection, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Do not eat food having warm characteristics. Number 17. If you experience blood in urine, mix approximately 10 grams fresh jaggery and crystallized sugar with milk and drink it. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will be cured. And it is also beneficial for bladder heat, infection, and inflammation. Number 18. People seeking cure for bladder disease should drink milk mixed with jaggery. Number 19. If there is a burning sensation in the eyes, pain or injury, place the cotton balls soaked with milk on the eyes. Number 20. If eyes are sensitive to light, then put one drop of pure milk in each eye. Number 21. If you get particle etc. in your eye, put 3 drops of milk in the affected eye. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, that particle will come out. Number 22. If suffering from piles, massage the soles of feet with the fresh milk. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will be beneficial. 23. Take half a spoon of cinnamon powder along with a cup of milk in the morning and evening. It is beneficial for piles. Number 24. If the children suffer from diarrhea, mix a pinch of cinnamon powder in the hot milk and make them drink. For adults, double the quantity of cinnamon. Number 25. Milk removes stomach acidity. Number 26. Drink cold milk 3 times a day if you have heartburn. Number 27. Eating tomatoes on an empty stomach, followed by drinking milk, purifies the blood and produces fresh blood. Number 28. The beneficial milk is that which is clean and fresh and is produced by healthy and well-fed animals. Number 29. When sugar is mixed in milk, it destroys the calcium. Number 30. Drinking the milk sweetened with sugar causes phlegm, stomach problem and gas. Number 31. Boil 250 grams of carrot pieces in the 500 milliliters of milk, then let it cool down. As it becomes drinkable, now drink it, but eat the pieces of carrots also. In this way, not only milk gets digested soon, but also cleans the stomach and produces iron abundantly in the body. Furthermore, it is beneficial for overcoming physical weakness and stomach acidity. 32. It is beneficial to make weak children drink the milk mixed with crushed almonds. Number 33. Hot milk removes hiccups. 34. According to Ayurvedic, an ancient Indian treatment, milk sweetened with honey, glucose, sugarcane juice, or fruit juice, or raisins, without seeds or crystallized sugar or brown sugar, is beneficial for cough. Number 35. Drinking milk immediately after milking the animal is more beneficial if it is not possible than drink lukewarm milk. Nutrition of milk is wasted when it is boiled for a long period of time. Number 36. Those who cannot digest milk, it causes gas and bloating bellies, should drink milk mixed with honey. The milk mixed with honey gets digested early and it does not cause gas in the stomach. Number 37. Mix a few pieces of ginger or ginger powder and some raisins to the milk, then boil it before drinking. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will control gas. Number 38. Asthma patients and people having phlegm should drink milk mixed with honey or dry dates or cardamom. Number 39. Buffalo milk is heavy and it is generally used for making butter and ghee. It causes phlegm, increases cholesterol and causes obesity. However, buffalo milk is considered the most powerful nutrition for those who can digest it. Number 40. Cow's milk is lighter than buffalo milk and it is
digested earlier. Number 41. Cow milk also protects from cancer. Number 42. Goat milk is considered to be the best. It strengthens the body, improves digestion, and stimulates the appetite. Number 43. Sheep milk carries warm characteristics. It causes gas and constipation. It tastes salty, makes hair longer, and reduces obesity, but harms the eyes. Sometimes it causes mouth blisters. We should avoid giving this milk to children. Four Madani pearls for the identification of pure milk. Number 44. It is possible that milk is pure but not thick. Number 45. Through a dropper, etc. Have a drop of milk dropped on any marble pillar or any similar smooth wall. If it is pure, it will not flow down immediately. Number 46. Pure milk carries thick cream. 47. Dip a finger into the milk. If the milk stays on the finger, it is pure. Otherwise, it is mixed with water. The experts identify the milk's purity by taking it in their hand and tell by observing its thickness and fat content that whether this milk is pure or not. This method is common in the dairy markets.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.